Our cool front moved across the area late yesterday and last evening and really behaved just about as we expected. There was a brief burst in the thunderstorms along that front near the Florida-Georgia border, but there was not much to sustain those storms. So as they moved southeastward toward the I-10 corridor, they pretty rapidly fell apart and weakened. We did have a couple of warnings issued. They didn't verify. To be honest with you, particularly impressive on First Alert Doppler HD, but we did get some wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour or so in a few spots at the International Airport and at Mayport, gusts to around 40 miles per hour at NAS Jacks, but no damage reported. And, of course, just beneficial rain where it did rain, although the amounts were generally less than a third of an inch. We had a couple of isolated spots with a half inch in parts of Baker and parts of Duval and Nassau counties, but, boy, that was the exception versus the rule. And the more south you went, the less rain there was. So we're back into a dry weather pattern now. That's good news as we head into the holiday weekend, but we do need the rain. The big story will be the lower humidity. It is going to be gorgeous from a humidity standpoint through about Saturday morning, and then we start to notice that humidity Saturday afternoon, and then we'll start to see an increasing threat for at least a few thunderstorms as well as we head through the holiday weekend. Remember to respect that lightning. Boy, respect Mother Nature and respect our oceans. I mean, talk about lightning as we head into the weekend. We talk about rip currents at our area beaches. For today, then, under a partly sunny sky, we still hit around 90 degrees, so while it's lower than the last few days, which have been in the mid to upper 90s, it's still going to be plenty warm. It's just that humidity will be much lower, and so feel-like temperatures won't be any worse than that air temperature. And then a gorgeous night tonight in the low 60s. There'll likely be a few rural areas of western Duval, western Nassau to Baker County falling into the upper 50s by tomorrow morning. And that'll set us up for a nice TGIF, still getting to around 90 degrees, but very comfortable. Only about 80 to 85 at the beaches tomorrow. There'll be a fairly decent wind coming in off the ocean all day long. So that'll keep temperatures cooler at the beaches. It'll also heighten the rip current risk tomorrow. And remember, swim and surf with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as you can. We're getting much more saturated with our lifeguard coverage now this time of year, so that's good news. And then we'll start out your holiday weekend on Saturday under partly sunny skies. We'll be near 90, still a little cooler at the beaches. Start to feel that humidity build as we go through the day. And then Sunday and Memorial Day will feel like summer, but then it kind of ought to by this time of year, right? We'll have partly sunny skies, hotter, more humid, low 90s, and enough humidity late Sunday as the sea breeze pushes inland to develop a widely scattered storm. It looks to mainly be near and west of I-95. Coverage less than half the area, probably less than a third of the area, so not much, and plenty of dry hours. Then Memorial Day, just a little bit of an uptick in the afternoon and evening storms, maybe half to 60% of the area getting rain. So keep an eye to the sky as those storms develop, even though there'll be a lot of dry hours, as temperatures reach the low 90s both Sunday and on Memorial Day. Water temperatures, our ocean right now, right around 80 degrees, so getting pretty balmy. And we will, again, have that heightened rip current risk, particularly tomorrow. Of course, we've got a lot going on as we head through the weekend. We have Jazz Fest. It looks okay. Have a lot of water handy. That's true of anything you're doing outdoors. Temperatures will peak at around 90 downtown in the afternoon hours and then gradually fall through the 80s and 70s. The most comfortable evening will be tonight and then again tomorrow night. And in Palatka, we've got the annual Blue Crab Fest. That's a good time. It'll be hot, though. Temperatures in Palatka making it into the low to mid-90s through the weekend. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.